And now get ready to smile again with radio's home folks, Vic and Sade. Well, sir, it's about 7 o'clock as we enter the small house halfway up in the next block now. And here in the living room, we find all our friends assembled, including Sade's Uncle Fletcher. Uncle Fletcher is seated beside young Rush on the Davenport, and we hear him say,
"Yes, I carry considerable keys in my pocket, always have.
I never saw so many in one bunch.
Better than 100 here.
Don't they weigh you down?"
"Some."
"Let me heft them once."
"Fine."
"Golly, did you ever see so many keys? Look once, Gov."
"Holy smoke."
"All through life, I've carried a big bunch of keys. Made it a point never to throw a key away. Somebody told me one time it's bad luck to throw keys away. Ever hear that, Sadie?"
"No, I don't believe so."
"Tell you who gave me that information."
"All right."
"Harry McFitcher." You recollect Harry, likely."
"No. Dixon man?"
"Belvedere." "Here's the party I was telling you about that fell off the piano stool, got his knee caught in his necktie, and choked to death before anybody could get him untangled."
"Goodness.
I did tell you about that, didn't I?"
"Well, I don't quite remember it."
"Fine."
"Your anecdotes, Uncle Fletcher, are always so startling."
"No, Harry was visiting a young lady there in Belvedere. And after supper, everybody was lazied around the living room. And the young lady's papa said, 'Step over to the piano, Harry, and slam us out of tune.' You say you don't remember Harry, Sadie?" "Fella could play the piano like a cyclone." "Young lady's papa said, 'Step over to the piano, Harry, and slam us out of tune.' Harry whirled the stool around a few times, sat down, lost his footing, crashed to the floor and began to squirm. Nobody knew what was the matter. Come to find out, Harry got his knee caught in his necktie, tied on the spot."
"My land.
Very sad thing."
"My stars, yes."
"They wrote it up in the Freeport papers and all around."
"You use all these keys, Uncle Fletcher?"
"Oh, no. Don't use a tenth of
them." "I was going to say.
This here key is my door key at home." "Now this half-wit key, as far as I know, don't unlock anything." "Fancy would know."
"Yeah, my little curlicues and junk."
"Might be a bookcase key. Bookcase keys are generally like this."
"No, ours is."
"Fine. No, I carry keys. Take some fellas, they don't carry keys, but I do. I carry keys." "Delicious supper, Sadie."
"Oh, thank you.
Here's a big son of a gun of a key."
"That key, Rush, unlocks a tool house on the Chicago, Burlington, and Quincy Railroad."
"Yeah?"
"Chicago, Burlington, and Quincy Railroad."
"Huh.
I've carried it for more than 20 years.
"Huh.
I always figure carrying a big bunch of keys helps a fellow make a good impression on people."
"Oh, so?"
"Beg pardon, Vic?"
"What's your line of reasoning?"
"You just said you figured carrying keys makes a good impression on people. Gov wonders how you come to that conclusion."
"Oh, wondered about that, huh, Vic?"
"Yeah.
No, it's the way you're built, I guess. I carry keys. Maybe you don't carry keys."
"I only carry the ones I use."
"Sure. Well, I can understand that.
Leland Richards lugs a lot of keys around with him."
"Leland is a good boy.
He hasn't got as many as you've got, but he's got enough to weigh his pockets down to where it looks like he's carrying a brick around with him."
"Leland's all right. I saw Leland just this afternoon. Delicious supper, Sadie."
"I thought it was pretty fair myself."
"No, I'll tell you, Rush. Fella carry plenty of keys on him and people look up to you."
"Is that right?"
"I say I'm going into a store to buy a pair of sleeve guards."
"Uh-huh."
"I tell the half-wit clerk I want sleeve guards. Tell him I want good sleeve guards. Good sleeve garters and no nonsense or back talk." Then I pull him a bunch of keys out of my pocket and twirl them around, careless and absent-minded. Half-wit clerk's eyes will bug out every time. He'll jump up sharp and look alive. It's the same principle. It's when you price a big wad of money. Some fellas do that. Some fellas flip out a roll of bills as fat as your leg. But I find a big bunch of keys gets the same results. Yeah, I carry keys."
"Oh.
You guys want to play rummy?"
"We're chatting along fine, Vic."
"Okay.
Maybe you'd like to pop some popcorn after a while."
"Not at all."
"Well, seems like we ought to do something to entertain you."
"Yes, it does."
"What's this little bit of a key?"
"Watch key."
"Watch key?
Rush, haven't you ever seen a key wind or a watch?
No.
I can recall what there wasn't any other kind. Remember the old key winder I used to have, Sadie?
Oh, you bet I do.
I used to hold it up to you and Bessie's ear.
Uh-huh. Do you still have it at home?
That watch got smashed into 40 pieces.
Oh, really?
I lent it to Charlie Eagles, and Charlie got mad at Ed Werper and threw it at him. Half-wit watch bounced off Ed's head and hit the side of a building. The watch wasn't worth 30 cents afterwards.
I call it bad judgment to throw a watch at a guy.
Fine. I suppose you knew Charlie Higgles, didn't you?
The Dixon fellow?
Yeah. Born and raised in Belvedere. I think they used to tell it on Charlie he never was outside of Belvedere city limits. Hot-tempered as a horse. Well, he threw my watch at Ed Werper. Hit him, too, right in the head. Ed howled like a panther.
Yeah.
Maybe there's some nice card game we all four could play.
Well, sure. Trot up a few chairs.
Here, Rush, is a key a fellow handed me one time.
Handed you?
Out of a clear sky. Never saw the fellow before and never saw him since. I was walking along the street in Dexter, Missouri. I felt a nudge on my elbow, and here's a man in a straw hat and nose glasses. Take this, he says. He had me the key, and I turned around and run down the street. Make head or tail of that?
No.
Make head or tail of that, Vic?
No.
Make head or tail to that, Sadie?
No.
Well, I couldn't make head or tail to it. I've thought about it considerable, too. Get down to Dexter, Missouri much, Vic?
Never set foot in the place.
Fine. No, you take it like I'm going into a lunchroom or somewhere. Say to the clerk, look, my friend, two eggs over easy. I don't want any delay, and I don't want any cute remarks. Two eggs over easy and hustle. Then I out with my big bunch of keys. Does the trick every time. That waiter will take one look, and then his jaw will drop open, and he'll trot off after my eggs like a racehorse.
I never thought you were the kind of a gentleman that talks sharp and cross to waiters, Uncle Fletcher.
Uh-huh. Oh, they respect you more, see? Fellow with a big bunch of keys on him gives the impression he is somebody. I've worked it time and time again. Remember Ollie Mudfiggle?
No.
Married Helen Yeeps.
Dixon people?
Yeah. Born and raised in Belvedere, just like Charlie Higgles. Well, one time Ollie and myself were going to take in a picture show at Freeport. Ollie stepped up to the ticket window and bought a ticket. I was right behind him and tore him a big bunch of keys. The girl selling tickets took one glance at the keys and said, you may go in free of charge, sir.
Well.
Ollie Mudfiggle. Died in a funny way, Ollie.
I bet he did.
Beg pardon, Vic?
Did he swallow a knife and fork?
Who, Ollie? No.
I bet he tripped over a mad dog.
No, he didn't. Ollie Mudfiggle got his head caught in a suitcase.
Oh, my.
He was packing his suitcase to take a trip to Newton, Iowa. I suppose you got around to Newton, Iowa considerable, Vic.
Never been there.
Fine. He was packing his suitcase and his wife was helping him. Half-wit suitcase was so full, they couldn't get it shut. Ollie says, hey, Helen, sit on the half-wit suitcase. Well, sir, she sat on the half-wit suitcase, never noticed that Ollie's head was inside.
He died?
He died.
Oh, my.
Yes, very sad thing.
All your pals seem to end up passing away under very tragic circumstances, Uncle Fletcher.
Right. No, everybody felt bad about Ollie. Very popular fellow around Belvedere there. Delicious supper tonight, Sadie.
Thank you.
I'll pop popcorn after a while if you want to.
All right.
Around 8 o'clock, 8:30, quarter to 9. 9 o'clock, 9:15. We'll feel like popping a little popcorn.
Uh-huh.
How about a four-handed game of rummy?
Yeah, let's play rummy, everybody.
Okay.
How about it, Uncle Fletcher? A nice game of cards, and afterwards we'll get out the popcorn popper.
Fine, fine.
Here's your keys, Uncle Fletcher.
I carry keys. All through my life, I've carried keys. Made the point never to throw away a key.
Uh-huh.
I carry keys.
Which concludes another brief interlude at the small house halfway up in the next block. And here we leave, Vic and Sade, until the next time.